Hi everyone, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. How you guys doing? Today is Wednesday, hump day. And we got a few good news stories to cover in this episode. Black health expert says attorney general's comments reflect a lack of awareness of the black community. How one journalist linked the CIA to the crack epidemic and paid the ultimate price. Yes, these are two good news stories that we're going to cover in this episode once we return from this short break. Back on to Listen to L Boogie. We're going to dive right into our first news story. Black health experts say Surgeon General's comments reflect lack of awareness of black community. The Adams statement is, at best, irresponsible and at worst, a reflective of systemic structural racism. Vice Admiral Jerome Adams, the Surgeon General, attended a coronavirus task force briefing at the White House on April 30th, 2020. Black healthcare professionals are offering unsolicited advice for Surgeon General Jerome Adams after his much publicized remarks about drugs, tobacco, and alcohol and Big Mama related to the black community and the coronavirus. Watch your mouth. At least that was the view of Linda Goldberg Blunt, the president and CEO of the Black Women's Health Imperative in Washington, D.C., an organization that addresses the most pressing health concerns of African-American women. Blunt, an epidemiologist, said she did not take offense to the way Adams responded last week to a question from Yukima Alcindor of PBS, but his failure to lay out a framework for his thoughts has caused a stir that has lasted for days. He needs to be aware of how people interpret what physicians in particular have to say, Blunt told CBS News. So he has to put his thoughts into context to prevent misleading interpretations. We asked by Alcindor about the disparity between the rate at which Black Americans are contracting the COVID-19 virus as opposed to other racial groups, Adams said. African Americans and Latinos should avoid alcohol, drugs, and tobacco. Do it for your abuela. Do it for your granddaddy. Do it for your big mama. Do it for your pop, he said. We need you to understand, especially in communities of color, we need you to step up and stop the spread so that we can protect those who are most vulnerable. Adams, 45, an anesthesiologist from St. Mary's County, Maryland, began Surgeon General in 2017. He once said that President Donald Trump was in better physical condition than him. Adams said he does not go anywhere without his inhaler. He defends his language, saying he calls his grandmother Big Mama and can relate as an African American to the disparities in infection rates. But Blunt said there's nothing wrong with if that's how he talks among his family. I don't take offense to the Big Mama comment. But wait a minute. Why are you not personally outraged that you have some 40% or more people that have underlying preventable chronic diseases? Why isn't this a problem for you? And why aren't you addressing that? He says it's like it's just a given that should be accepted. Adams called for the underserved to abide by stay-at-home orders was devoid of understanding or empathy, Blunt said. And I get the message, stay at home. But, she said, it comes across as if he's lecturing when the fact is 20 or 25% of Blacks and Latinos have to get on a bus, get on a train, and go someplace to work on a job where they are in front of people. So understand how life and the economy are organized. Frame your comments in that context. Adams' remarks come as the health experts continue to highlight the disproportionate number of African Americans who are dying from coronavirus. As of Tuesday, there are more than 580,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States and more than 23,000 deaths associated with the disease, many of them African Americans. In Wisconsin, Milwaukee County, for example, African Americans make up 25% of the population, but 75% of the confirmed deaths. For Dr. Henry Louis Taylor Jr., University of Buffalo professor and research, there isn't much of a controversy. The Surgeon General missed the mark, and it's not what he said, but the way he said it. It is irresponsible to talk about the elimination of drugs and alcohol without talking about eliminating the neighborhood-based social determinants that produce drug and alcohol abuse, Taylor told NBC News. Taylor's research focused on historical and contemporary analysis of distressed urban neighborhoods, social isolation, and race, and issues among people of color, especially African Americans and Latinos. The Adams statement is, at best, irresponsible, at worst, reflective of systemic structural racism, Taylor added. Black people live under enormous stress in places that are service deserts that lack gyms and are not suitable for jogging or even walking. At the same time, alcohol and tobacco companies target these communities. They set up questioning does not reflect the realities of Black America. It suggests that African Americans themselves are responsible for their plight. Dr. Pierre Vigilance was not enamored with Adams' comments, but he attributed the backlash of Adams' association with the Trump administration. Vigilance, a former associate dean for practice of George Washington School of Public Health, said, I think when taken in context of all that he mentioned, including Beulah and Pop-Pop, these terms are used to describe certain people in some families. Had he used Big Mama in isolation, there may have been more cause for concern. But I think some people may want everyone in this administration to be a villain. The controversy was magnified by last week's exchange between Alcinda, who is Black, and Trump, who was asked why there was not a plan to protect the most vulnerable citizens. Trump, well, we do have a plan, and one of the things I'm most proud about is what I've been able to do for the African American community. The lowest job rate numbers in history of our country. This was Alcinda. For the virus, of course. Trump, excuse me. Yeah, just before the virus came. Well, I'm just saying because, you know, this has been here for 3 weeks, right? So just before the African-American community had the lowest unemployment, the best employment numbers, more African-American people and communities have been thriving. If you look at our opportunity zone and what we did, Tom Scott, who is fantastic, a fantastic senator, came to me, opportunity zones, more jobs for African-Americans than ever before, better health care than they've even had before. All of these things, the Surgeon General spoke to it and spoke to it. I thought, really brilliant. This is the president talking now. Okay. Adams added that he had spoken with the NAACP to inform his comments, but some black healthcare experts were not impressed. The NAACP is not a healthcare organization, Blunt said. So much of this is data-driven, and researchers, scientists, doctors, epidemiologists are the ones who understand it and have to relay what it means to the public in a way that the public can't understand, but put it in context. Further, she said Adams sent an unintended message when he talked about tobacco in the same way he did consuming alcohol and drugs. He may as well have said that black and brown are more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol, she said. He provided the context for his comments. Making these simple comments with no context leads people to believe that black and brown people are more susceptible to abusing drugs and alcohol. He's a physician, she said, so he knows better. Well, that's the end of our first news story. Sometimes people make a simple situation so complicated. All he had to do was go on there and say everything he said and not target any specific groups. Just give basic information that would be pertinent and that would benefit anyone and all of us that are in this country having to deal with this pandemic. And that's all I have to say about that. Once we return after this short break, I will cover our next news story. See you soon. Peace.